Hey guys, we're talking Chad and Michelle. We got George in studio. Stay tuned. We got some bomb topics.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, DJ Jesse J, here in studio. We're talking Chad Loves Michelle, Season 1, Episode 2, Fish Out of Water. I'm joined in studio by Miss Conversation Piece.
Hello, hello.
And hey, Bo.
I'm joined with a good friend of mine.
Hey.
Stopped by. He's happened to be on the show.
Oh, and you
he's
know here. What I mean. Just what just stop on by.
George.
What Hi. Up, y'all? I'm so happy to be here today.
Thanks for
George,
coming.
Give your phone name. So we all just know you as George.
My full name is George Potts Young. You can look me up, and I would love to talk to you.
But, all right.
Or ignore your comment. Either way. No, I'm just playing.
Either one. It's going to be a fun one.
Cha-ching! All right, so this episode, we're going to dive into it. Basically, Chad and Michelle, we saw how the proposal came about. And in this episode, she's going to go visit Chad's family. So, George, rewind it back for us a little bit. How are you friends with Michelle? How did you and Michelle become friends?
Okay, so this story is really crazy. If we were, like, lovers, it would be an amazing love story. But unfortunately, we're not. No, not unfortunately, because that's my sister. So unfortunately, it would be nasty. Fortunately, we're not lovers and we're just brother and sister. No, but I produce a stage in New Orleans for the Essence Music Festival. It's, like, the largest black R&B festival in mm-hmm. the country. And so getting ready for the festival, I'll contact the artist or management, depending on who the point person is. And so it just so happened that she had a manager, but I hit her up. We already followed each other on social media, but we had never met each other or anything like that. So I sent her a DM like, yo, I've been hitting your manager. They're not getting. So she hit me, called me private. She didn't mm-hmm. want me having her phone number. She didn't want the weird producer boy to have her phone number.
Well, you know, they got stake you out first.
Right. So she called me the first time. We talked about some music. The next time we talked about music and then talked like about more personal stuff. You know, it just naturally mm-hmm. started talking. And literally maybe about a month after we were getting prepared for this festival, I got this phone call from this number that I didn't know. So I'm like, I don't know what it is. So I, you know, like the rest of us, didn't know if it was a bill collector, Sally Mae calling.
Voicemail.
Not being now. So I let it go to voicemail. And when I checked it, she was like, hey, this is your big sister. And I'm like, okay. So I mm-hmm. called her back. And literally when we first saw each other, when she got in town and came to her sound check, it was like, oh my God, we were already super close by then because we had talked so much and talked about a lot of deep things. And it's weird because we were both at places, like transitional places in our lives. Like I had just quit a 12-year job at that time and she was transitioning and about to do her solo album. And, you know, so
that's what I was going to ask. So it was after the Destiny's Child phase where she was working on her own project.
Yes. So it was, in fact, it was literally right after Super Bowl when Beyonce did Super Bowl and they came. So it was all during that time. And so, I had like just met Beyonce too, you know what I'm saying? Took a picture with
her. So you met everybody.
Yeah. You
know. It was a whole crew.
But I actually met Beyonce first. And that story is crazy too, but. You know, so and performed with Beyonce at Coachella.
He's,
go back and look.
He's
Wait,
amazing.
He performed. Wait, this go guy. Ahead. Speak yeah. on it. We
keep
here.
Going.
Yeah.
So, this year for Coachella, I performed. I sang background for Beyonce, and we danced, and, of course, and did everything. And that was like one of the most
iconic,
like, dopest experiences ever, especially for me. I'm like, it wasn't necessarily. I didn't. You know, dream about becoming a musician or a singer. I just did it in church with my mother and, you know, family. But looking back, I'm like, yeah, I was kind of creative for this. I don't really want to do it no more. But, you know, kind of once you put Beyonce on the resume, it's like, okay, you drop the mic after that. Literally drop the mic and go into something else, you know.
So tell me something about Michelle, being her friend, very close to her now. Tell me something about her. Because me just being in episode 1 and 2, I got to see her personality. I never got to see it before.
That's because you wasn't paying attention to Destiny's Child. You was just looking at Beyonce. I know all. Michelle was my favorite because Michelle seemed like the girl that you could sit on the side and kiki with. And like.
Yeah. You know, the thing I love about Michelle, I tell everybody, I'm like, she literally has probably the biggest, well, not probably, she has the biggest personality out of all of them. Like, she's super, just you see it now. A lot of people. One good thing, and I think your last episode, I was it was certain things. I should have took notes like y'all be taking notes. So I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to come and say something to him. And the person I wanted to say. Anyway, so.
When Jesus said
this. No, but she's one of those type of people, literally. When she came into Destiny's Child, she literally was like, okay, what's my role? And she was cool in that. And one thing I love about her, she's never tried to be anybody but herself. You said that. Like, she loves Beyonce. She loves Kelly. But she loves being Michelle. You get what I'm saying? So that actually prevents you from having a lot of, you know, problems or issues when you know what your role is. So she was super cool, did her part, and chilled. A lot of people didn't get to see her as far as her personality that I've gotten to experience her. First of all, she's literally the best friend anybody could have. But she's so much freaking fun. Like, she's literally one of the funnest people. And although she takes it a little easy on people on social media, like, really, literally, her clapbacks, like, if you really want, like, her clapback game is super strong. You know
I think she's
saying?
Good being classy. I don't want her to be getting on Instagram like,
but she got
mama.
Them clapbacks, though. She got them.
See, I'm Rush. I want Michelle. Michelle, I'm here for that. I know you're going to get married now, but before you do, like, let's have one good old Saturday.
But you can still be married to a pastor and clap back a little bit. You know, just say at the end, amen, or I'm praying for you or something. But you go ahead and
just do
clap
it with your
back.
Prayer cloth. When you rub your prayer cloth.
With the holy water.
Because she does her church hands. My favorite thing with Michelle is her little church hands. And she go like
right. So, yeah, she's just amazing. And
look at the pearl clutch.
Look at it. Yeah, she's a great cook. She's fun, very loving and compassionate, and super supportive. Like, we go places, and when she introduces me to people, she always wants to. I'm like, he does this, he does. I'm like, look,
that's keep talking, like a PR person.
Just, keep talking, but just chill. You know what I'm saying? Keep telling them about me. Tell them how great
so
I am. But
tell me what's next for you, because I heard you say a couple times, you're like, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
So, I've been doing a lot of public things. Like, the show was cool. Initially, I was only supposed to do maybe, like, I don't know how. I wasn't supposed to do as much as I've done, so I don't know how much they're going to edit.
Hopefully well, Lord, we need some people, other people on the show, because I'm like... I saw Adrian for, like, 2 seconds. She was like, oh, girl, I don't even remember that she was friends with anybody. So, I like your relationship with Michelle, because I think it's... shows the different side of Michelle. Yeah. I think it shows the real side of her.
Yeah.
Versus, like, when you're getting to know somebody and you're in a relationship, yeah, there's a realness to it, but there's also, like, this...
Especially when it's new.
Yeah, and especially going to meet his family, like, you put on for it. So to see you guys kind of break down how she was really feeling.
Exactly. Yeah, and friends, you have a... It's like with any relationship. You're going to have a different relationship with your... Let me tell y'all something. Hold on. I do not have a speech impediment. I just have a retainer in that makes me sound like that. Just
you called it out because I wasn't even paying attention.
I'm just making sure, because people be liking to leave comments, and I'm like, now look, I go back and read it all. No, seriously.
You let them talk, because guess what they're doing? Watching.
Come on.
Hello. Keep watching, guys. Right.
Thanks for the support.
Exactly. No, but what were we saying?
What your next step of what you want to get into?
Oh, my next step. So Michelle is actually helping me produce a musical. Like, I love Broadway. She's actually about to go to Broadway.
Yep.
At the end of this month, she starts in a Broadway musical. But I wrote a musical about basically the birth of gospel music in America. Mm. So it's presented in a way of just like any other Broadway musical where they're singing and they're dancing and they're acting and all of that. But the content of it and the message of it still has like a faith-based message, but some juicy stuff even behind gospel stuff. So I'm excited about that. Presented that, pitched it maybe about a month ago, and it got picked up by a production company. So I'm looking forward to that. And
congratulations!
I want to get more into like writing for film and TV, and
I
love
the coin,
music.
The big coin.
Like, I love music, but I love creating. So I like things that are all encompassing of the music, and you know all of that.
You're
so,
like, I sang for Beyonce. I'm good. We're moving on.
I'm just saying,
I'm ready to produce my own show.
I didn't touch Beyonce, so, you know, I did not. Okay, never mind. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about, let's reverse it back. So you're friends with Michelle. Mm-hmm. Chad comes into her life now. You know what I mean? You was like, hold up, third wheel, like, I'm going to write a song about
straight
it.
Straight up.
You know, we get protective over our friends.
Right.
And so how does your game plan kind of go into meeting someone that you are... that you, you know what I mean, you have such a love for, you're right. guarded over them.
Right.
So you see someone like Chad come in, it's like, okay, like, I see the pastor-ness, but, like, right. what's your real like,
what's,
concern?
What's really up, yeah. You know, it's weird. The way I found out about Chad, she didn't... So when she went to the conference up in the mountains, because I went actually this year, which is where I first saw him in person, because I had seen him on FaceTime before, but I went with her this year. We took a road trip from here to Arizona.
Me okay. and her Whoa, that should have been filmed.
In the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before that, when she went and came back last year, she was like telling me about it, and she was sending pictures of everybody, but she kept sending me pictures of Chad. She's like, this is the guy that's over it. I'm like, okay.
Another person.
Right. a light-skinned guy. Okay. A light-skinned black guy. See plenty of them. No, but she was sending those pictures, whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever, whatever. Next thing I know, like, because she wasn't living in L.A. yet, so she would be in town. I'll be hanging out at the hotel. And then, you know, the FaceTime call rings differently than your regular phone call. So I keep this FaceTime thing keeps, you know. So I'm like, who is FaceTiming her? So I look over there and I see the name Chad, but she kept ignoring it. Now, I didn't remember that the guy's name was Chad. So I'm like, who is this Chad guy? So one night we were talking in the hotel room just laughing, and she was like, oh, okay, I think I'm going to go to sleep. Are you putting me out your room? You've never done this before. But that FaceTime kept calling. So I said, who is this person? So finally, me being the invasive, overbearing, just crossing all bounds, I'm like, who is Chad? Oh, and she was like, oh, it's just my friend. It's just my friend. And then maybe about 3 weeks later, she was like, Chad is the pastor. But I'm like, what?
I made a salad for him at the last conference. Right,
right. I'm like, she was on her first lady game early. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, but yeah, so I was looking forward to meeting him, the stuff that she was saying. And I know she's a smart, very smart and sharp. And so I knew she wouldn't get involved with no fool. You know what I'm saying? But the way she had already started to feel about him and, you know, and talking. And the things she started saying about him, I just immediately was like, okay, he seems like he's cool, you know? And like I said, I'm one of those friends. Get you some real friends to ask questions.
Hello.
Like the real hard questions that even if you, I don't care how infatuated or in like mm-hmm. you are at that point, you need friends that's going to really ask some real questions to protect you. Because sometimes when you, you know, when you really, really want somebody or something, you kind of block out the stuff
truth.
That, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And we've all been there.
Blinders.
Were you able to grill Chad like how Grandpa Jim? Oh, Grandpa, what is his name?
Grandpa Jim.
Like Grandpa Jim got to Michelle. Were you able to grill
yeah.
him?
Yeah. So me and Chad have had a few conversations. I'll say this: you guys are gonna see if they keep it a scene of me and Chad sitting down and talking for the first time.
I want
was
that.
A little like yeah.
Wait, go. I'm sorry. Go back to. Can you go back to that clip that you just pulled up? I wish we had like little typewriters to type to you. I want to see that clip because yeah. I think this clip that from tonight, let's play this clip. This is where Chad and Michelle, we'll talk about the editing after this. They talk to their little therapist about the fight that happened last night.
Understand why I communicate the way I do. Maybe because you didn't grow up around a lot of black people. And so that was very, very offensive to Chad. He talked about a moment of how I said it's because I'm black and you're white and you don't know how black people talk. So he didn't
so
like that.
So this is going to be an important thing for us to talk about the issue of race.
Yeah. Right?
And figuring out what's race and what's individual.
That's
right?
true. Yeah.
Okay. So Chad, tell me what your honest thoughts are.
To me, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, yellow. It doesn't matter.
And right there, let's end it on that. It does matter. Why does it matter? Because we're having a conversation about it. Yeah. And I loved that when they went to Dolores, which we're going to forget that name. But when they went there, that it was almost like his other family was telling him, like, we live in a bubble.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you say race doesn't exist, like, that's you living in your white bubble.
Yeah.
So I love that this is being brought up because it made him – it looked like it made him so uncomfortable to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he does. Like you said, you thought he was a light-skinned black person right. walking around.
Yeah, everybody does. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody thinks that he's mixed or
yeah.
that he's black. Nobody – you know, even people that I know, like, personally, they're like, oh, he's white.
Yeah.
Like, he's red, white. Yeah.
Mm. So.
He's a ginger.
That's why he bald. No, I'm just kidding. I love that they had this conversation. I wish. And my little, because I did Love and Hip Hop for far too long to question and wonder if this was actually videotaped. And Michelle was like, we can talk about it and review it, but we ain't putting that on camera. Mm-hmm. I would love to know that, because I would have loved to have genuinely seen this argument, because I think they're two responsible people who could have that fight on camera and then have this discussion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important in today's day and age, because I think a lot of reality TV will just show the fight and never have the conversation afterwards. But what did you guys, because I'm sure she had this conversation with you, like...
I had the conversation with her before. I didn't, because a lot of stuff, to be honest, I didn't know that they were sharing certain things on here. So her and I, we had the conversation before this ever aired or whatever, you know? So my perspective on it was this. She was saying, well, I feel like, you know, he needs to understand, you know, this is just the way black people talk. And I was like, well, you have to understand too, because you're in a relationship with him, you have to understand the way white people listen or how he listens. You get what I'm saying? So we had, the only way I could kind of connect it, because she was like, well, if I go to China, I don't know if she said this or others, but she was like, if I go over to another country, I don't have to learn their language. I say, yeah, but when you go over there, you're coming back to your country. Mm-hmm. In a relationship, you're staying. So y'all have to learn how to be able to communicate with each other on a level that's understandable and respectful. And, you know, so I think that the race conversation is super dope, though, because we're in a day and time where we need to talk about it and figure out how do we get past it. One thing that I don't like when people say they don't see color. Because to me, I'm like, well, if you don't see color, then you don't see me because I'm colorful.
Yeah, I'm Jennifer. Pretty brown.
I'm a tad bit brown. So if you can't see color, then you don't see me, you know? But I love the fact that Chad is very active with his ministry. He has a lot of connections with black people, with white people, with Asians, with literally every race. So that made me feel really, really good. And I think that this could possibly be... a great movement that they may be in front of, because they're two people, and by them being in the spotlight now, it's like really bringing light to this topic and to this issue, if we allow it to be an issue. So
I think it's really important to have this conversation, because I feel like a lot of people who are in that bubble, they like to say, oh, racism is not an issue anymore, or get over it, or we're in 2018 now. But it's like Michelle said, there's also the subtle racism. Like, there's that, oh, if you come to work with dreadlocks.
Well,
you know,
even just the way, have you ever been pegged as the angry black woman? Just because you're like, wait, I'm angry, but not because
I'm black, because of how you're treating me or because of how you're acting. It's not because I'm angry, because I enjoy my life. I love life. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very loving person, but I also demand respect.
Yes.
And people take that loud voice or assertiveness and say, oh, you're aggressive, you're crazy, or you're mean, or whatever, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I have to fight for myself, and I had to fight for myself in so many instances. So it's just like, that bubble, that bothers me. It's like, you gotta open your mind
up. So do you feel like there's a place where, now we're coming to a place where in 2018, the media, the world is just kind of taking that and pulling the covers off of it for there to be discussion. And it's already like, all right, y'all have already gone through this for so many freaking years. But does it bother you, or does it get to a point where it's like, okay, you know what? Like, what was it? They said, do not... what was that one sentence? I was like, okay, you know what? It was like about ignorance. It was like, don't get mad at...
Oh, don't judge. She was basically saying, don't judge them for where they lack knowledge, basically. Yes. Yeah.
Do you ever get to that point of like, okay, like you can kind of judge people. Like, it's like, okay, you just don't know better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you this one quick little one-upper. And then if you hit me a second time, then we got an issue.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like...
Especially with dating.
If you're ignorant to a fact, I can kind of understand and try to educate you on it. But at the end of the day, you've been around white people who've said some things about black people, and you know that people are saying things about us in a derogatory way. So for you to say, not you, any person to say, oh, racism doesn't exist, that's...
Well, talk about Chad, because I think it's so interesting that people perceive him a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm sure his ministry is that of many races.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But he predominantly looks like he's probably hung out with a lot of black people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so interesting for him, being what? I mean, they're what, pushing 40, I would say?
Yeah, he's already 40.
Yeah, like you're old enough to know this discussion. So I just thought it was so interesting to him when she brought up, like, am I going to be the only black? Like, yeah, probably. Yeah. You probably are.
Right.
Like, it might feel a little uncomfortable right. where we're going, but my family's cool. Yeah. They're open. It might be a little awkward because this is new. Like, to me, that should have been his. I'm surprised that wasn't his take narration.
Well, yeah. See, I think because with Chad, once again, sometimes it's hard to forget that this person is not you, or they don't have your mind or your perspective. And with Chad, he grew up in a place where there was not, he didn't grow up racist. You know what I'm saying? And he's been around so much. And like, I think Chad forgets that he's white sometimes. Seriously, because he's around black people. Yeah. So for him, it's like, even when they were talking about the whole black and white conversation, he's like, I don't care that you're black. And it's not about, I don't think his thing was, you're communicating in a black way. I think he just like, I don't like when you communicate like mm-hmm. that. But because race is a sensitive thing, then automatically you're going to feel that, is it the black thing? Because that's the first thing you think, like, is that what's causing the division? It's like, no, just put your finger down.
But for him to even say, like, when they get into an argument and he's like, oh, you're acting crazy because you're black, or you're getting loud with me. Like, that's something that...
I don't think he said that.
No, he, I think it was. She, I think it was
well, he didn't
interpreted.
Say that. She said that.
I think she interpreted it like
yeah,
that.
Because yeah,
because she in that moment she felt attacked.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then he brought the meds up, and you. Let me tell you, you never
don't call your woman crazy. Period.
And that's calling her crazy when you're like, "Did you take your?" Even if it was in a caring way, you should have waited 3 hours later. Like, hey, babe.
Now, baby,
did you remember to take your pills tonight before we go to bed?
Well, the guy at the end of the episode,
I'm gonna pray for you, Pastor,
for real. Okay.
Who the doctor assigned them to meet with? Mm-hmm. He even said it. You know, I'm in this white bubble, but I have to know where my wife is coming from. And I feel like because good. I don't know if Chad has had other interracial relationships.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, so he should know. Yeah. What's going
but that's
on?
What I'm saying. I don't think he doesn't know. Oh, okay. I think maybe Michelle felt like he didn't really fully understand. He's like, look, now, I done been with some chocolates in my time. You feel me?
But she's smart. She's like quick.
No, she's super smart.
You can tell she's smart, like he said, a cutter. She goes she's to the library smart. Often.
Snip, snip. No, I'm just playing.
And Chad, if you ain't, careful. All right, let's talk about this trip. So they go to see Grandpa Jim, who's like a father figure to Chad after his father passed. Little Grandpa Jim, he was the mayor in the 80s. He was too cute. He was looking like a Pixar movie. He looked like a little Pixar character just walking on up with them trousers. He's the type of person that'd be like, I'm wearing trousers. Right. Let's take a little look at the clip from their ride to Grandpa Jim's. 2018.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Look at that guy.
Hello. I'm about to see Brandon, who I've met before at Chad's mom's house, and of course, the famous Grandpa Jim.
Mm-hmm. It's so good to see you. This is my fiance, Grandpa.
How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. Chad looks up to Grandpa Jim so much, and I don't know the type of woman that Grandpa Jim was imagining for Chad, so I hope I make the cut.
So this is it. This is our stomping ground, huh?
Yeah. That's right.
No place like Granny and Grandpa's.
So now, did Michelle bring back any beet wine for you, or
definitely not
dandelion wine? Which I've never seen people take shots of wine before.
I know.
But let me tell you, I told her, I said, the only place I need something back from named after a person, it'd have to be like Tenitra, Alabama, or Lakeisha, Mississippi.
Dolores,
Dolores, Colorado.
I'm sorry, I want some beet wine because it sounds healthy. Like, it's like red wine.
I feel like it would get me lit, and I'm down for wobbly legs.
That was the best part. I love that.
But this is the thing. Michelle meets the family. I think they received her well. I think she didn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, when she got there, I think she felt that. But, you know, going into something, you don't know what to expect. And the population, I think, when we looked it up.
934 people. But wait, where's Michelle from originally?
She's from Rockford, Illinois.
I don't know what that population is. It sounds small.
Rockford is a suburb of Chicago. Definitely not Detroit, but
it's close to Chicago.
She did get a good education. We went to school together. I know that for sure. But it's not a small place like that, though. Okay. No, Rockford probably is. I mean, it's a suburb, but it's a pretty large suburb, I would
say. It's funny because I grew up in a very small town, but my town is a reservation for this tribe, the Wampanoag tribe. And anytime I bring a friend over, they're like, where the fuck are you taking me? Like, we got to drive from Boston down here. There's no lights. There's like, we in the woods.
Yeah.
So I think for her to go to this town where already she's talking about race, right, walking into this. And even the little subliminal things that, you know, she notices that I wonder if Chad noticed, like the airport thing was interesting, mm-hmm. that she was like, everyone got to walk in front of me, then they're going to check me, like,
right,
well, Michelle, that's when you'd be like, do you know who I am?
Right.
First
I don't think you're ready.
Well, she won't ever pull that card. She won't ever be like, I'm from Destiny's Child.
No, and that's why I love her, because I feel like she's that humble, but... then to go to a town like this, I mean, I would be scared. I would that looked like the hatchet gonna come cut me, or somebody gonna
well,
creep up.
That's another thing that the family was talking about, trusting your spouse. So yeah. For him to bring her there, he's gonna protect her. Yeah, right? Yeah. So I think that's one reason she wasn't scared.
No, definitely. I think that she trusts Chad, and I mean, I trust him, so I know he would definitely look out for her. So I wasn't worried about that part. But it's just interesting to see what would happen, because you know those places like that. I mean, 9 times out of 10, she probably was the only black person.
Get out.
All but while she was there. Do you think if something was to happen, if someone in that town were to like, oh, this little black girl, who is she? Why is she here? How would Chad react and protect her in an instance like that? For him to say, oh, this bubble that I live in.
My
I've
wife.
Never...
This is my wife.
Chad knows how to sea walk, and I'll just leave it there.
Do not
he
do
needs
that.
To be he has pectoral muscles. He might can knock somebody out.
He has pectoral muscles. In the name of Jesus. all right. So, you know, he got to have a little conversation with Grandpa Jim. Sounds like Grandpa Jim and Grandma, they had a great relationship.
Solid thing, yeah.
Brandon, you was real nervous to be on TV, I could tell, but I still have love for you.
Brandon said he ain't no reality star, so he was just doing what he was asked to do. Don't do Brandon.
No, but seriously, you could see, like, he was like, all right.
Even the little girl, she's like, no, don't marry Michelle.
Let me tell you, children speak their parents' truth.
Don't they just be saying anything? I'm like,
I was like, she looked at a child like,
I'm like, I almost snatched her up through the TV.
You be quiet. I'm trying to get her married.
You get on it. Sit down.
Now,
go play with that iPad.
That's one thing I want to ask, because if you really love someone, how big of an influence is the family to what your decision is? Because if Uncle Jim don't like Michelle, what does that mean? Chad
Jim
doesn't love Michelle anymore?
Sure does.
Definitely Grandpa, because Uncle Jim, we don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But, is it Grandpa?
Grandpa Jim. Grandpa Jim.
I mean,
Uncle Jim makes him sound real creepy. Uncle Jim coming to town.
Uh-oh, you got to meet Uncle Jim.
Be like, why the fuck does Uncle Jim's opinion matter? Like,
no, I think that...
hey, George.
Look at George. Just play George's clip real quick so we can just see George. Go ahead.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to send it to you.
No, you're not.
So,
wait a minute.
Catch me up on everything.
Well, I'm headed to Colorado, to Chad's hometown where he was born and raised. Chad is taking me to Colorado to meet Grandpa Jim and to see his brother Brandon again, and I cannot wait to meet Chad's childhood friend.
Are you nervous? Do you feel like you're in a place where you're ready to go meet family? Like coming off of everything that you've come off of, getting out of the hospital, you feel like you're ready?
Well, I know that I'm not ready to get out there and do public appearances.
Right.
But we're excited. Lord, we're still engaged.
What was it like watching yourself on TV? Were you ever like...
Well, you know, I've
see
seen myself
reality?
On TV before because I've performed with a couple
but
of
no,
people.
But no, as a reality star.
You know, I've done reality before, just that same thing as a friend. One of my friends, well, I worked for Eric and Tina Campbell at different times, Mary Mary, so they had a show.
Okay.
So one of their sisters is one of my best friends, too. So I did that show a few times. But, you know, you're always your worst critic. So I'm like, ugh, why did I wear that? Why did I say that like that? Oh, my God. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, my God, my mom is going to hear me talk about dry humping.
Let
me tell you, though, what's crazy is when people started tweeting me and like, posting things, I do not remember saying that. I don't remember that. I definitely don't remember the stinger conversation because, see, all of that stuff was – we filmed that, like, during Coachella, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that, I'm just like, I didn't remember any of that stuff, you know. But for the most part, it was a very enjoyable process. You are very initially aware. Because at first, I was a little nervous. I'm like, oh, my God. get rid of camera, let me look, you know. But then after a while, you just forget, and that's why I'm like, thank God for good editing, because some stuff you be saying, you be like, please don't let that part air. I shouldn't have said that right there.
Right.
Church folks, you know, so.
Hello. Before we finish the rest of the episode, I want to ask you about Michelle going through this depression that she had. As her friend, because she had mentioned when she went away, you hadn't seen, and then it was like a month or something afterwards that she hadn't seen you.
Literally the first episode, that was really, for real, my first time seeing her after she had been hospitalized. A lot of people ask, like, is that staged? I'm like, no. Like, I was out of town doing Essence, and then I came back in town literally, like, maybe 2 days before we filmed, you know? So when I saw her, that was really my first time. I'm like, oh, I got my friend, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, I was glad to see her, that she looked well. Now, we had spoken, of course, you know, but...
Was that the first time you heard about her depression, though?
Oh, no. Okay. No, because, I mean, she's been open about it in the last few years about struggling with depression and her feelings at certain times in her life. So, no, I knew that she dealt with that, but...
What would you say is the biggest stem from it that she, like, as a friend, complains the most about? Like, this bothers me about myself, right? Like, when it comes to depression.
To be honest, I don't think that it's a thing that bothers her about herself. I think maybe, and honestly speaking, sometimes when you're dealing with mental issues, you don't know where the stem is from until you talk to somebody, because we have childhood things and we have things that we went through. You know, she's talked about her childhood and growing up and seeing certain things that threw her off. So I think that in life, one thing that I've learned is that issues do not go away if you don't fix them.
Amen.
They just grow with you. Somebody was telling me the other day, like, but, you know, I'm 40 years old now and I should be over X, Y, and Z. I said, well, no, because X, Y, and Z is now 40 years old, too. You just didn't fix that. So that grows with you. So you have to fix what you, you know, it's a Bible verse that I love. And it basically says, faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I've learned is that if you don't face the mountain, it will not move. So even though you have enough faith to move a mountain, you still have to face that mountain. And sometimes as people, we're afraid to face that mountain because it, you know, it's embarrassing or it's shameful or, you know, it's too hard to, you know, look in the mirror and deal with you. But once you can do that, then that's when your issues will start, you know, fixing themselves, or you'll be able to get to the answers or the solution. So, you know, I think that with her, definitely she's doing great. Much better. And I think that through this process with Chad, and this is why I think he's a good match for it, because they can look at each other and be reflectors of each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because they're so close, even though I was mad about that at first, because I felt like, you know, Chad is kind of taking my place, you know what I'm saying?
His sister, but looking like she's going to say that next week.
I'm just like, but I think that, right. All right, sis.
So you think the production... was a part of releasing the hospital visit? Because I remember her saying in an episode that she was forced to talk about it. Yeah, she wasn't sure, like, where it came from, how it got into the public.
Right.
Do you think it was?
Yeah,
because
I remember last week y'all were talking about that, trying to figure out. No, I actually. I have my thoughts of where I think it came from. I do not think it was the production, because at that point, we were not filming. Mm. So they really wouldn't have gained anything from that at that point, you know? And when she went and checked in, because actually I had not spoken with her. So I found out about it through somebody sent me a message and said, oh my God, is this true? And I'm like, what? So then that's when I started sending texts and stuff, because I was still out of town and just kind of in my, you know, right, doing my thing or whatever. But no, I actually don't think it was the production company. I don't think it was the network. I think that, you know, sometimes you go to places and they release certain things, like, or a person that works somewhere, they could release something. Because
they'll change.
And one thing I know about Michelle also, she's not like an attention whore. She's not a media whore. So she doesn't need those kind of, like, you know, things to, okay, let's create some buzz, you know. Yeah. No pun intended after buzz.
But that's another thing we were talking about last week, as far as, like, having friends. You don't have to talk to them every day, but you're still there for her. If something's going on, you're going to check on her. You're going to pick up where you left off.
Right.
So talk about, like, that. And also, I really want to get that answer about family being a deciding factor on who you are marrying and who you're dating.
Let me tell y'all something. Family is important, because you want your family to be accepting of your person. But please keep in mind that you're not marrying the family. So they may not approve. They may not like that. All of that is fine and dandy. But when it comes to you and your happiness, this is who you have to live with and you have to sleep with and you have to partner with and trust and bills and all of that. The person your mama want for you may be a whore or not good with money or a thief, or you just never know. So that's why I say, you know, it's good to consider, especially if the family has a good, you know, mindset. However, it should not be a determining factor because you're grown, and you should be grown enough to make your own decisions.
Amen.
But but it was something else we were talking about that was about to get juicy.
Oh, the friend thing. Yeah.
Well, see, I'm with me and Michelle, we're the type of friends that talk regularly. But I have best friends that I don't talk to. Right. I have best friends that I literally talk to once a month or whenever. And we're still best friends. We grew up together and, you know. But with Michelle and B and Kelly, they are real genuine. I wouldn't even call them friends. They're sisters. Like, they rock hard together. You know, Michelle talks to them regularly. They're very supportive of her. Everything that she does, they support. Even when with this last tour, Michelle flew privately out there to go to the tour, and like it's all love, like super 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 real love, real relationship. Yeah. And that's really, I love seeing that part. Yeah. Seeing them together, you know.
So when is the reunion tour?
I don't know anything about a reunion tour.
He heard
but
so
guess
much.
What? I'm going to be there in the place.
Hello,
you know
I didn't take it so plus one.
Right.
Two.
Every all look, all three of us here. My okay.
The other
girl's not coming. 1, 2, 3. Like Brittany said, 1, 2, 3. Not only
you
win.
About her. So you could have got the ticket, girl. Oops.
Girl, she ain't even watching this.
She's like, I'm dead.
She ain't making this deep.
We have all kinds of inside jokes.
We gotta start wrap this up. But I want to talk about they rode horses. I think horses are an animal that it is, like they said, it's not about what's inside the horse. Horses can feel you on so many levels. And I thought it was so interesting. These women were way too therapeutic. And like, it was like, first of all, like, girl, if I was Michelle, and she's like, do you see the white horse, Casper? What does that reflect on you? I would have looked at Michelle like, no. Bitch, what are you trying to say? Excuse me.
Jesse keeps it very real, as we see.
But I love Michelle. It makes me Church feel hands. Like myself.
She's
alone.
So She's
like,
so
I'm different. Bitch, a ghost. Out here in your white town.
Hold on, but I thought, let me tell you what I thought, though. I thought Casper was about to be a Chad joke. Did you think that, too? Like, when I saw the white horse, I'm like, okay, I thought they were about to say,
well,
now, that's
no,
Chad.
It's not a
there.
Joke because it's a lot of brown horses. She's the only brown one right. there, so yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, but I thought that was about to be a joke, but it turned out that she was, she said she was felt more like the Casper horse or whatever. But
yeah, also that was funny, though. Like, literally, here's what me and Michelle have in common. Yes, I can't. Don't ever take my man Ben. Never take me fishing.
Hello,
fishing is the most
worms?
Boring. Ugh. And the fact that they even have television shows where people sit and watch people fishing for like 45 minutes, 2 hours. I'm like,
we need you to find a life, good life.
They didn't catch one fish.
I watch golf. Over
no,
fishing.
The funny that's boring too.
It is, but I'll watch golf over fishing.
Oh, over fish. No, it was hilarious when Chad said, "Oh, there's a fish," and then he's like, "Oh, it's swimming away."
And then you're going to put a worm in my hand? No.
Exactly. We're done. I don't fish. If I have to touch bugs, I'm good.
That's we're funny. Done. All right. Really quick. Special segment of the week. Our vows of the week. All right. So we do this thing every week.
I saw
the last week.
Yeah, I saw the last
week. I stuck to mine, y'all.
Did you?
I'm eating fruits all week. I got my melons.
Oh, because you said intermittent fasting. You're doing
it. Yeah, but I learned this whole thing about fruit. So I eat my melons first thing in the morning. I wait 10 minutes. Then I eat my acid fruits. And then I wait 20 minutes. And then I eat my sub-acid fruits.
And what happens?
Girl, feeling snatched. For real. So I've been doing it all week. I'm keeping it going. I actually am going to have a video. I have more energy. All this stuff. I'm going to put a video out of me trying all these different fruits because it took me a minute to eat a papaya.
You know, I didn't do good on mine last week because
no,
I've been...
it tasted like a vagina. I was like,
oh.
The texture is gross. Sorry.
I've been so busy. I did work on my reel. So I did some more interviews to add to the reel. I just haven't edited all the way. All right. However, this week, my vow to myself is to be more open and go on a date. I'm going to go on one date this week.
Ooh, that's good. All right. We want a picture next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's yours?
So when I watched the show, I ended up doing a vow. My vow was to do a treatment a day. I didn't.
What kind of treatment?
treatment for a show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, show, well, I was treatment. Like, I don't know. I thought we were going to get deep. I was like, go ahead.
No. I am 100% healthy. Leverage is great. Make sure that's clear.
Oh, like, I mean, it could be
I'm talking about treatment for TV. That's the only treatment I have.
Okay, well, you took it out. Like, is it a skin treatment? You're doing hand treatment? Facial?
You got to be very clear with today in 2018.
Because I almost put the papaya on my face. I was looking up, what do kiwis do?
No, no, so that was my vow, and I think my vow for this week.
Did you wait? You said did you stuck to it?
Yeah,
did you do
well,
like four, you three, four
every day? Like four, yeah, because I have so many things. Side. Yeah, so it's but almost. So my vow this week, I'm gonna send a text every single day to someone telling them that I love them and that I'm thinking of them.
I like that.
Just let people know that that they're on your mind. You
All right, that's good.
That's nice.
I love that. All right, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I hope this is editing, because if Sister come through with the attitude, Her sister was like, I feel replaced. Girl, you should. You're not Teresa Giudice, okay? Like, you and Teresa and Joe, they have way too much of a sibling relationship. I'm like, what happened when y'all was younger? So, sis, this better not be no Brokeback Dolores Mountains. You coming up here talking.
You know, it's only 900 people in the city, so gotta learn how to kiss them somewhere.
You talking about Chad's sister.
Isn't that who that is? I know that ain't Michelle's white sister.
No. When you say I'm still thinking about homegirl over here. That's why I was like, I said, you are. I wasn't talking to you, Chad, sister. I'm sorry. I thought he was talking about somebody else.
I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be that heated of a discussion, but
yeah. Well, they edited. Well, this is what I think. I think Uncle Jim is going to make it to the wedding.
Me too. I do too.
That is his grandpa.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, Uncle Grandpa Jim. I fell into it, though. I was like, Uncle Jim coming. Uncle Jim.
I don't know. I just sound country. Like, Uncle Jim.
How you think he's gonna come to the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know. I really want him to, but I think that he's really stuck on that not coming only because his wife is dead and Grandpa Jim is still very present in his city. He's the city's locksmith. Like the city needs him. So I want him to come though.
Or I could see them doing a little ceremony
in Dolores.
Yeah, that'd be cute. Backyard barbecue.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm, it's gotta be cute. Like, we need like firefly lamps. Like, I want like the wisps. I don't even know what those are called, but those things with a little cute gazebo, and they just gonna, yeah. No backyard barbecue. Like, Brandon, sit down. We're getting catering. Okay? Like, you're tripping. Grandpa, you can bring the wine.
No,
whatever,
what did they call the line. Testicles? I mean, those barbecue balls.
What did they call that?
It was called barbecue balls. Like,
no, it wasn't. It was called. Something oysters.
Yeah.
Mountain something.
Rocky oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters or something like that. That's gross.
Those will not be served at the wedding. All right, George, thank you so much for coming in. You're going to have to come back late in the season.
Please let me come back. I had a blast with y'all.
Absolutely. Yes. Where can everyone follow you and keep in contact?
You can follow me on social media at THEJORGYPORGY. The Georgie Porgy.
Boom.
And I'm Miss Conversation Peace. You can follow me on Conversation Peace on Instagram, MISS Convo Peace on Twitter.
Boom. Hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys stay tuned. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV across all social media platforms. And, yo, we got a new reality after show coming to you guys. It's called The Reality Roast Monday Nights. So make sure you guys tune in.
Yes, like, comment, subscribe right here. Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you think about George and me and Jesse.
What's your vows down below?
Yes.
Boom. Do we buzz out like bzzz or no? Go ahead. Is that corny?
Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.